And for the past, I don't know how long, there's been an awful hum, which our resident knowledgeable person on technology has been perplexed about. Random hums out in the world. I can definitely relate. They are hounding me these days, those random roars and who knows what's its. Remember when there was that back a year ago, folks in Michigan, or no, they were in Canada near the border. It was one or the other. And there was this loud hum, and it was driving everybody crazy, and nobody knew what it was. And then they, of course, at some point, power swoops in with their covered story. Oh, yeah, well, that was just blah, blah, blah. This is why we got to disconnect from the media. Even those with good hearts, they just read what they're given, you know? But what it does is it perpetuates our confusion. We're going to talk about that in a few minutes. So the question is, with all that power and perspicacity out there, with that picture clear of what we want, trees, music, good books, sharing, love, and understanding, throw in habbies, happy babies, unbounded space and time, aka our lives, back in our own hands, and of course, no coercion. And it's clear we all want the same things. And we have the starting place of our principles and vision. And rest assured, sorry if I'm spoiling the suspense, this vision will not be included among the options our quintet presents. Although Wallerstein does say this, quote, "The question before the world today is not in what way governments can reform the capitalist system such that it can renew its ability to pursue effectively the endless accumulation of capital. There's no way to do this. The question, therefore, has become what will replace this system?" Unquote from the book I wanted to put up, but I haven't been able to because I don't have the means anymore. I'm still without Dreamweaver, folks. And InDesign means I can't put it out in book form as PDFs. I want to give it away free as books, but I need some means. I'm up against some financial barriers here. Seriously. Let's continue. So that's from that book I want to put up called Does Capitalism Have a Future? And what's more, these power guys. Oh, sorry. I got to finish the rest of this sentence. Does Capitalism Have a Future? I.e., exactly what he said 6 years ago, after which he was routinely ignored by all the pundits because they don't want we the people shaking our rough manes over it. Then people like Richard Wolff poo-pooed, if not laughed at, the notion. Now Wolff et al. Want us to help them cure capitalism. So for 5 years or so, we've been successfully diverted from seeing the truth, which is that our so-called rulers are furiously trying to redesign our quote-unquote system for quote-unquote us before we notice what they're doing. One wonders, were it not for Wallerstein, would we now be trying to catch up? And what's more, these power guys, the statesmen, if you minus the principles and plus a ton of megalomania, they want the same things too. They know what good life looks like. There's no mystery about it. They just want it all for them and none for us. With so much agreement about what we want, what are the barriers to us making it happen? As NC Stan said, what indeed, if not that we don't know what anything means, i.e. we are kept uncertain, as the definitions we need are defined and changed by power in the media constantly, and what exists is stripped of any picture of a human agency that's independent of the state, even as we try to have that conversation with others about moving on to our reclaimed wholeness. We don't have agreed upon meanings or alternative global models, our alternative consensus, our alternative communal voice. So we can't, in a previous show I said that the power graciously, considerately tries to provide that for us, the manufactured communal voice, because they know that as that our species needs this, needs to, as they used to say in sociology, the what do they call it? The mirror reflection of self or something like that. It's all fading away. Anyway, because it's crap. I mean, not crap, but it's so many degrees removed from the truth. Why waste our times with it? Our time with it. So we don't have our alternative communal voice, so we can't move in sync globally. And it is globally that we must do this.